about to go down.
Burning your ears with another all-killer and no-filler episode of the best motorsports radio on the planet. It's the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. With your host, Jim Bieber.
Sliding trophy trucks, jumping razors, and dropping the mic at events across the country.
Amy Hood.
What's up, guys? I'm a professional fun hacker, dirt bike rider, and monster truck driver.
With support from Polaris Razor, General Tire, Subaru, and Dirtfish. Hang on tight, strap in, and get ready to smoke some tires and lay some roost. Here's the man who carries a steering wheel in one hand and a mic in the other. Jim Bieber.
What is happening? Jim Bieber here. Another day, another Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. Back amongst the living after the SEMA show. Survive SEMA week. I call it my hell week. Also did some TV with Lucas Oil. We got a lot to talk about in regards to SEMA, the Off-Road Hall of Fame, and all the shenanigans that came out of everybody's favorite trade show. I guess everybody's favorite trade show, except for the people who actually are forced to be there for business purposes. And then it's not your favorite trade show. But anyways, good times had by all. We've got a lot to talk about. Thank you guys for joining us once again. You know, those of you first-time listeners, wow, where you been living the past 6 years? But thank you guys for tuning in. If you've been here since the start, well, welcome back. If you haven't already, don't forget, we are a national radio show, but we're also a podcast. Check us out on iTunes. Make sure and subscribe over there. And also want to make note, had her as a guest a couple of weeks ago, Kelly Crandall. She has her own podcast called the Racing Writers Podcast. You know what? It's now on our network. That is right. So if you subscribe to the Down and Dirty Radio Show on iTunes, boom, you're going to get the Racing Writers Podcast as well. She just dropped an interview with Sheldon Creed this week that is epic. So if you're an off-road fan or an ARCA or NASCAR fan, you know the name Sheldon Creed. Boom, go and check it out. It's good stuff. Anyways, this show today, we are stacked. That is right. We are packed, slammed. I don't know if you can get a bigger show than we've got, but it is packed today. We got Alexander Rossi. He's going to be racing the Baja 1000 with the Honda boys, and he's also an Indy 500 champ. He's going to be on the line. We've also got my man Steve Torrance, Steve-O Torrance, NHRA Top Fuel World Champ. He's joining me today, as well as the legend Rob McCracken heading into the Baja 1000. It is going to be one hell of a show. You don't want to go anywhere the next 2 hours. We'll see you here after this next commercial break.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Bieber. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
All right, and we are back here on your favorite motorsports radio show, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Man, still trying to, those of you, I'm going to make an adjustment here if you hear like some squeaking and squawking. Yeah, I got this new mic, insanely good, but just trying to get the adjustment right and everything else. So hopefully the sound quality is better the past couple of weeks, but I don't know, it makes me feel like Howard Stern here, that's for sure. It's been a hell of a couple of weeks. I guess we dropped a show last week. Hopefully you guys caught it. If you didn't already, it was the SEMA show we did with Vision Wheel, Tiffany Stone and I. We had a crazy cast of characters. Rob McCachran stopped by, Keegan Kincaid, my good friend Sam Rady from Car Throttle. And if you guys haven't listened to that episode, I mean, it's full-blown podcast. It's not a radio show. That was a podcast we taped at SEMA, and there is a difference, let me tell you. And with that podcast, we went down some rabbit holes that were quite funny, and especially the Keegan Kincaid segment. Sam Rady's didn't disappoint either. But, yes, it's stuff you can't air on a national radio show, but it is worth the listen. Yeah, there might be some four-letter words in there and some talk that you don't want to say on, I don't know, when the FCC is looking over your shoulder. But go and check that out. If you haven't, it pretty much sums up SEMA. And that was day one. That's what's funny about it. That was day one. But SEMA, yeah, it's that big thing. The industry shuts down for it. You know, the month leading up to it, it's all you talk about. You can't get a word in with any brands or people because they're all getting ready for SEMA. And now it's like the SEMA hangover week because SEMA's now over. Just a massive who's who of the industry. And I don't know how much business gets done there because it's literally, there's so many people. I enjoyed the SEMA show, went in and, kicked off the SEMA week, right? I had the Off-Road Hall of Fame banquet. Talk about an honor to be asked to host the Off-Road Motorsports Hall of Fame. I was fortunate to get asked along with Ricky Johnson, who I'm standing up there with this dude that's, legend status as far as I'm concerned, one of the greatest supercross riders of all time. And I'm up there hosting with this guy, right? And I guess that's the sum of my life, though, right? Today, I'm talking with Alexander Rossi, Indy 500 champ. Rob Mack, the guy I looked up to as a kid. Steve Torrence, best, top fuel driver in the world. Like, wow, what a crazy, crazy, how did I get so lucky? But anyways, Off-Road Hall of Fame banquet. If you're an off-road fan, you got to be there. I'm telling you, there was over 600 people in attendance, and it's a black tie affair. You've got to, it's plated meals. Like, it's not cheap to get into, but it is worth it just to be there amongst legends. Some of the greatest off-road drivers of all time are there. You know, how often do you get to hang out with Ivan Stewart and Walker Evans and Robbie Gordon and Rob McCachran? And, you never know when Malcolm Smith or Parnelli Jones is going to drop by. It's crazy. Fortunate to be able to host that. Then we went into a SEMA week, right? And it was Well, Tuesday kicked off SEMA, did some radio with Vision Wheel as we spoke about, you know, and just SEMA as a whole. Ford still had their big thing out front, you know, where they're burning tires off and drifting and things like that. I was able to catch up with a lot of my friends, Colette Davis, she was there, my buddy Brian Rock, who, I don't know, he's got his hands in a million different things. If you like motorsports, chances are Brian's been involved in some series along the way that you you watch. But yeah, just a good time. And then we had the Continental Tire and General Tire party at the Omnia at Caesar's Palace. Now, this party, let me tell you, did not disappoint. Not only is it great to be able to hang out with all my General Tire and Continental Tire teammates or family members, but yeah, it was just, it was rad. I know Kenny and Crash there from Speed Freaks were there. You know, they've got involvement with General Continental just like I do. My boy Mark Burnett, UTV racer, Travis Chase, a lot of the off-road guys, Ryan Beat. But then you, you know, you've got some of the IMSA people. Greg Biffle was there, got to hang out with him. And man, just a good time. You know, you're at this uber exclusive club, and it's just all rad motorsports and racing people. And I got to tell you, man, that party is one I look forward to each and every year, and stoked that General and Continental Tire put that one on. So yeah, that happened on Tuesday night, and then I went and did TV the rest of the week over there with Lucas Oil. We filmed the Crandon episodes and things like that. So yeah, definitely did not disappoint. Great week. But we do have to talk about one thing that did happen at SEMA. Yes, the next couple of weeks, if you don't like Baja, you're probably not going to want to tune into the show. Yes, we've got Alexander Rossi on the show today, but we're going to be talking a lot of Baja 1000 with him. Rob Mack, yes, he won a Lucas Short Course Championship, but we're going to talk a lot of Baja with him. So next week is Baja week. We're probably going to do a big preview. Just trust me, it's a lot of Baja the next couple of weeks on this show. So, and on the website too. But we started out as an off-road show. I'm an off-road racer, and so we got Baja. We're going to talk Baja. And talking about that, we had qualifying for the Baja 1000. Now, this is always a bit of a crapshoot because a lot of drivers don't like it. It's a short course deal at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and it's for Baja 1000. I still think it's a little bit odd to have it there. I think most drivers would very much rather have it in Mexico somewhere, or even a Barstow or someplace. But it did happen, and these are the results. So, yes, Larry Connor on the pole. A lot of you guys are going, Larry Connor, who is that? Well, Larry Connor is part of Team C, which also includes Ricky Johnson and Luke Johnson. Ricky Johnson was behind the wheel of that truck in qualifying. So Ricky Johnson put his trophy truck on the pole. You had Luke McMillan in second. Luke, this kid is... Do you want to say, how do you say there's the best McMillan? I don't know. Andy's done a ton. Dan's a great driver. Luke, though, this kid is uber fast, ridiculously fast. You know, I don't want to call him the best or the quickest McMillan, but gosh, Luke is one of the best trophy truck drivers in the world, hands down. And he's the youngest one out of the McMillan clan. Robbie Gordon in third. Literally, funny thing about Robbie is he flew in. I talked to Robbie at the Off-Road Hall of Fame thing. He was late, showed up in a t-shirt. He got in from Australia, went out to Prim, tested the truck, and then showed up the Off-Road Hall of Fame thing as it was kind of winding down. But he had no test time on his truck, takes it to Las Vegas Motor Speedway, qualifies third. Man, what a great run for him. Cole Potts, fourth. B-Money, Bryce Menzies, he's got that new all-wheel drive truck. He finished up there in the fifth spot. Todd Tools, Andy Mack, Andy McMillan, Rob McCachran, Ryan Arciero, and Tim Herps. That rounds out your top 10. Everybody's favorite, B.J. Baldwin. Yeah, he was in the 11th spot. Cameron Steele there in 13th. I'm saying this, and you say 13th, man, that's slow. Well, it's not really, because, like, look at this. 151 was the pole sitter. And then I'm looking down there. 10th place was 158. 158s were down to 13th. So, I mean, we're talking, like, and this is off-road. This is NASCAR, where they're, you know, but it's like, wow, there's not a big gap there. You know, you look down, you know, there's some really good drivers farther down the list, too. Troy Herbst, he's one. Justin Matney, way down there. It's like, whoa, what happened there to Matney? So, yeah, SEMA qualifying went down. So it will be Ricky Johnson on the pole when we go racing in Baja next week. You know, I don't know. I kind of hope that at some point SCORE man, it's just a massive undertaking for these teams to continue to have their trucks at SEMA. At least they didn't have to display them this year. There's a few that did, and then transport them all the way over to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Like, you know, you got to have it done a few weeks ahead of time. Like, I don't know. I know how we work, and my team preps things. And, you know, sometimes having a truck, especially if you're running for Best in Desert points, done 2 weeks prior to Baja, that's tough. A week prior, yes. 2 weeks prior, it makes it tough depending on these guys racing and prep schedules and short course schedules and everything else. So, not only that, but it's a ton of added expense to have them there in Las Vegas, you know. What, 400-500 miles from the start of the Baja 1000? Just it's kind of an odd deal. I understand it, but I don't know how many people actually go and watch this out there at Las Vegas Motor Speedway either. I didn't go this year, but I know the last couple of years it kind of has been a bit of a ghost town. So should be interesting to see the longevity of Baja 1000 qualifying at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. But we've been talking about it for a few years now, and it's still happening. So obviously, Score likes it. I know the driver. Drivers don't, but Score likes it, so I'm sure it will continue on. But all in all, yeah, that was Baja 1000 qualifying. So, yeah, we are going to take a short break here. When we come back, we've got more SEMA news. We've got some big rallycross news. We've also got some Ken Block news we're going to talk about. So a lot more to come here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Don't go anywhere, and we will be back after this short commercial break.
Extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels, the Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. Are you looking for a place to push yourself behind the wheel and see how your driving skills stack up? Dirtfish Rally School is that place. Located on 315 acres of pristine automotive playground at the foot of the Cascade Mountains in Snoqualmie, Washington, right outside of Seattle, Dirtfish Rally School is a one-of-a-kind place where everyone from first-time drivers to seasoned professionals like Bucky Lassick and Antoine Lestage can push themselves to their limit. Whether driving the high-performance, rally-prepped, all-wheel drive Subaru Impreza STI is what you're looking for, or you'd rather hang it all out in the rear-wheel drive Subaru BRZs, Dirtfish Rally School has something for everyone. Classes are available from 2 hours to three full days and feature instructors with over 150 years of combined racing experience. Whether you're looking to become the best and get an edge on the competition, or just looking to freshen your skills behind the wheel, Dirtfish Rally School is the place to go. For more information on registering for classes, visit Dirtfish on the web at dirtfish.com, or to check out the latest happenings from Dirtfish, follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Dirtfish Rally. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
All right, and we are back here on a Tuesday. If you're listening to National Syndication, it's the Wednesday. If you're listening on demand, who knows when the hell time it is. But, yes, we are back here after the break. Thank you for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Got to get that proper tag in there. But, yes, it's been a big couple of weeks. We got a lot to talk about in this next segment. We got Rob Mack coming up here later this hour. Then kicking off hour number two, it's Alexander Rossi and Steve Torrence. But before that, I got to tell you about one of our amazing partners in this show, and they're a company that I use all the time, very frequently, you know, and it's a company that, you know me, I'm in the racing business. I'm a car guy, right? And I'm always in need of auto parts. And you know what? I was paying too much, and so are you. But ever since I discovered GoParts.com, I'm saving a ton of money on parts, and believe me, I go through a lot of them. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jimmy, hey, they're online. The customer service has got to be garbage, right? Nope. I had the same concerns as you until I used them. Believe me when I tell you, their service is second to none. In fact, 9 out of 10 customers polled, that's 90%, said they would not only use GoParts again, they'd also recommend GoParts to their friends and family. And look, they've been around for more than a decade. That's right. They're not some fly-by-night internet company. So you know they know what they're doing. GoParts, this is why we wrench. That's go-parts.com. Go-parts.com. And if you use the URL goparts.com/downanddirty, you're going to get a nice little bonus when you purchase your parts. A little discount there, courtesy of the Down and Dirty Radio Show and GoParts. So it's go-parts.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. And, yeah, great partner here to have in the Down and Dirty Radio Show, because we all go through parts. So, yeah, moving on, we've got a lot to talk about this next segment. Talked a little bit about SEMA so far. What I failed to mention, I've had such a hell of a couple of weeks. I didn't even talk about the big one that I went to kick off this whole stretch, right? Camp Razor. How the hell did I forget about Camp Razor? You know, this is the Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. Camp Razor, this is the event that started out. It was really small, year number one, and I've been going every single year. And it was very, very small, year number one. It was like a little mini, I don't know, group. Now this thing has blown up. Multiple concerts, multiple days, literally six figures worth of people come to Glamis. If you are a UTV aficionado, if you like sand buggies, if you like dirt bikes, whatever, you got to put Camp Razor on your schedule. And we actually did, you guys are going to love this. We're trying something new that we're going to roll out next year, but it's an audio podcast, right? So, and it's going to drop this week. I sat down, myself and Matt Martelli, you know him from Mad Media, the Mint 400, also owner of UTV Underground now. We sat down with RJ Anderson and with Mitch Guthrie for 45 minutes and just talked about racing, UTVs, the culture, life, off-road. Amazing deal. And the thing is, it's going to drop as a podcast. So, you know, if you subscribe to our channel on YouTube or on iTunes, you're going to get it. But you'll also want to go and subscribe on YouTube as well, because we filmed the entire thing. So it's the four of us having a good time out at Glamis, and it's all filmed. So that is going to drop probably on Facebook as well as YouTube later on this week. So you'll want to watch that. I want your guys' feedback on it. Hit me up on social media once it does, because we're going to be doing a lot more of that next year. And I would like to see what you guys thought. So this is kind of our trial run of the whole thing. So that happened. So definitely stoked about that. But Camp Razor, man, it's just amazing. You know, the thing is there's so many people in Glamis that weekend that it really it's kind of crazy how many people. It's like the population is bigger than most cities. Like, it becomes a city out in the sand. It's that bananas. So if you like anything in regards to the sand or UTVs, you definitely don't want to miss that. So then we've got other big news. Mr. Ken Block, good friend of mine, Ken Block. We haven't had him on the show in a while. That needs to change very soon. He has Gymkhana 10 coming out, right? You know the next Gymkhana's got to come. 9 comes 10, right? Well, the thing about Gymkhana's now is it's not just about Ken sliding around. Now it's become about the cars. It used to just be him sliding around in a rally car, and that wasn't cool enough, so we got to step the game up. Then he had a Hoonicorn, and then Hoonicorn 2.0, and he's had the Kazi, And Ken is just, you know, he's always innovating. Well, now he's got the Gymkhana truck. Now we're talking. Now you've got Jim Beaver interest. Not that I wasn't interested before. Love the videos. Dude has sick car control. I don't think Ken Block gets the credit he deserves as far as being a driver. He's been a hell of a stage rally guy. It's a hell of a rallycross racer, but his car control is ridiculous. And I think he's so good that a lot of people take it for granted. But anyways, Ken Block, Mr. Block, he decided to drop the Gymkhana truck. Now, they've got a big YouTube video out. Photos are floating around the internet. We've got them up, I think, on the Down and Dirty Radio Show Instagram account. But you got to check this truck out. You got to go to Hoonigan's channel. Look at this truck. It's basically a 1970s F-150 or F-100 slammed on the ground, but it's all updated and modern. It's like almost 1,000 horsepower, you know, all-wheel drive, sequential gearbox. This thing is sick. Like, literally, I am a truck guy. You know this. I am a truck guy, and this truck is absolutely bananas. You got to check it out. I can't wait for Gymkhana 10 to drop. And that truck was actually on display at the SEMA show out front. So anybody that was walking into SEMA, I think it was right in front of the wheel and tire room. Anybody that was walking out front, you had the opportunity to check out that truck. But I'm just telling you, man, did not disappoint at all. It was truck is ridiculous. So definitely check out that video. I think it's about 11 minutes long, but they kind of dissect it, go through it, Ken and my buddy Brian Scott over there at Hoonigan. Yeah, definitely check that out. Then we also, if all this isn't, we still got motorsports going on, right? We got some bananas going on with NASCAR. I'm not going to talk about NASCAR today. Why? Don't care, really. Don't care to talk about it. But we had some rallycross news, and the silly season for rallycross. ARX obviously had their America's Rallycross, had their inaugural season this year. You know, there's some good and some bad with it. Obviously, GRC went away. ARX emerged. You know, most of the teams were there. They came back. You had Block back. Arpin driving with Block in this new Arpin Hoonigan team. You know, Lowenbro, Hoonigan, whatever they called it. But anyways, good stuff. You had, you know, Andretti back with Volkswagen, which was Faust and Scott Speed. The Subaru boys were there, some independents, some guys from Europe, you know, bouncing around. You know, Subaru had like a third car. It was like a revolving door. Pastrana raced it. Higgins raced it. You know, it was, you never knew who was going to show up and drive, right? Jacques Villeneuve there in Canada, I believe, race for it. So that third seat now, they announced the driver full time in 2019 for that seat. You guys are never going to, this one nobody saw coming. Scott Speed making the switch to Subaru. Now, Scott had a deal with Olsbergs for a while. Then he signed with Volkswagen Andretti. He's been there. He's got four championships under his belt. This guy is the guy to beat in rallycross. I mean, he is the guy with the target on his back. Nobody can beat him. He's unbeatable for the championship. The guy is that good, right? You know, and you would think he would stay put, stick where he's at. Nope, he made the switch to Subaru, which is a lot faster now. A couple years ago, they were struggling pretty hard. And that's just widely known at this point. They rebooted the program, got some new drivers in Patrick Sandell and Atco, who are both back, being retained for next year. But bringing in Scott Speed, you want to talk about a super team for rallycross? Subaru is it heading into 2019. Everybody wants to know, though, what the hell does this mean for Volkswagen Andretti? Why would Scott Speed leave Andretti and a factory deal with Volkswagen where he's won four championships? Like, why? It doesn't make sense. And the only thing I can think of is that that team is going away. And I have no basis for this whatsoever, but let's look at the details here. You know, rallycross is struggling as a whole. The TV package, let's face it, it sucked this year. You know, we're just being honest here. This is radio. The TV package sucked with ARX. I didn't even watch one episode because I didn't know where the hell to find it. I'm a rallycross guy, right? I mean, you know, their media needs help. I'm probably going to get assassinated. My phone's going to blow up after this. But I'm just being honest with you guys. So there's that. And then you've got the fact that so Volkswagen probably struggling to get their ROI. Andretti, you know them, they're in the IndyCar business, and they run a professional race program. If it doesn't run in the black, they're not interested. So if Volkswagen pulls out, maybe Andretti pulls out. But all this, let's face it, the Beetle is what Scott Speed's won all these championships in. The Beetle is going away. Volkswagen is getting rid of production on the Beetle. So that means they're going to have to retool and rebuild all new rallycross cars. I think, and this is just speculation at this point, with Scott switching to Subaru, that means that Volkswagen Andretti is no longer in GRC. I could be wrong, and Andretti could be back, but I think Volkswagen may be pulling the plug. But that makes you wonder, where's Tanner Faust going? Now, Tanner Faust, this dude and Scott Speed have pretty much won, you know, every damn championship you can think of in GRC. Now, you know, I agree. Yes, there's been, Yoni Wiemann won a championship. I think Toppy won one. But, I mean, Faust has won a couple. Scott Speed's won four. Like, dude, they got the lion's share of the North American Rallycross Championships. So makes you wonder where Tanner's going to land, because you know somebody wants to retain Tanner's services. And maybe he's going to be back with Andretti and some new team, new manufacturer. I don't know. But lots of stories heating up in Rallycross with this silly season. That is for certain. I am very interested to see what happens. But most importantly, let's hope they get a damn good TV package heading into next year. So, yes, I said that. I'm going there. ARX, you need some help in a TV personality? I would love to be that guy. Anyways, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, it is Rob Mack on the line here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels, the Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Anywhere is possible. It's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire's wide variety of tires for whatever it is that you drive. Whether you're looking for off-road capability balanced with impressive on-road performance or ultra-high performance offering all-season traction designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has what you need to get where you're going. General Tire, providing Anywhere is Possible with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Hey, this is Jim Beaver, host of the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Getting down and dirty on the racetrack is all fun and games until it's time to get the dirt off. I know it all too well, which is why I partner with MotoShield Pro, the leaders in nanotechnology solutions on the racetrack and in off-road to combat mud and dirt buildup on my vehicles. MotoShield Pro keeps us from taking unnecessary damage and spending extra energy on cleaning. No matter the weather or the surface, having proper protection on all my vehicles saves me plenty of reprep time in a sport where every second counts. Prep your vehicle like a pro. Learn more at MotoShieldPro.com. Since 1970, Casey Highlights has been designing and manufacturing performance lighting for off-road and motorsports. Beginning with the legendary Daylighter up until today's revolutionary Flex, Pod, and Pro 6 lighting systems, Casey Highlights offers a full line of halogen, HID, and LED lighting solutions for your off-road vehicle. Looking for the best quality lighting? Looking for the brand champions choose? You're looking for KC Highlights. Find out more information at KCHighlights.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at KC Highlights.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268 horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305 horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Right now, we're going to roll into an interview I did, along with Tiffany Stone, with Rob McCachran at the Vision Wheel booth. It's SEMA. All right. I'd like to welcome Mr. Rob McCachran to the Vision Wheel booth here at SEMA. You have had, this is the start of a hell of a month, but you're just coming off, a Pro 2 championship. Congratulations on that, buddy.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, it was really good to get the Lucas Oil Championship put away for Pro 2. Started off real strong, had 4 out of the first 5 wins of the year, and the end of the year we started struggling, having some issues, had a big crash at Glen Helen, and that ended up making my guys work really hard for the last 4 to 6 weeks, getting the Pro 2 all put back together to finish out the season, and then also we got the Baja 1000 coming up, got Trophy Truck qualifying tonight, and it's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, well, and I know I was pretty stoked when we were out there. You and I ran into each other at Camp Razor. You snuck out there with your son. It was like, there's not often these days, I know you and I were talking, where you get to actually just go and have a good time and no worries, no commitments, just go and just have fun with your son, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Camp Razor was awesome. It was really something I wanted to do for quite a few years, go out there. These Razors that we have, we end up having just so much fun out there with them. I really didn't have time to go, but I needed to make time, and it was a good time with me and my son. Got to go out there and hang out with some of the other Polaris Razor athletes and shoot up through the dunes and have a good time.
Yeah, so that being said, I know, we're kicking off SEMA Week here. I look at the schedule, but then I also look at the list of entries. And, I mean, Baja, that's the big one to you guys. I mean, you and the Baja 1000, you always say that's your focus every year going into the year, And obviously I think you've got Voss teaming with you, right? I mean, you guys are kind of the team to beat. You've had a pretty good track record as of recently down there in Baja.
Yeah. We are teamed up again with Jason Voss. We won in 14 with him and Annie McMillan. 15 with Annie McMillan, and we got Jason Voss back in 16. 17, we didn't have so much luck, got halfway through the Peninsula run, ended up having some valve train failure. But, we prepare for the Baja 1000 pretty much when the Baja 1000's over from the year before. You start preparing for next year, and, the logistics is just an incredible thing to try to get down. We'll have this year probably 80, 85 people on our team that'll be down there either in the pit, chasing. Jason Voss will bring some of his guys, some of his chase trucks. So I'm looking, having 4 fuel stops. We'll have about 12, 13 chase trucks, it looks like, that'll be chasing us around the Peninsula. The track looks good, and I can't wait to get down there and pre-run. Baja is always one of my favorite places, and we'd love nothing more to try to get another win.
Yeah. Well, and one thing, it was funny talking with Keegan, and this is like your program as a whole. I mean, you guys are so busy between Lucas Oil and the Score and the Best in the Desert stuff that you do. In talking with Keegan, we were talking about me. Like, I would love to go short course racing, but I told him, I'm like all my infrastructure is for the desert. Like, to go short course racing, man, it's like you got to rebuild an entire second program. I look at a guy like you, man, you've got so much equipment, so many guys spread. I'm sure certain weekends you got guys on one end of the West Coast and other end of the West Coast. I mean, how do you guys keep that all together with McCachran Motorsports, man? Because it's, I know you've got a core group of guys, and those guys must just be hustling, and pinned most of the year.
Yeah, they've since Glen Helen and the TJ race, we raced the Score TJ race. By winning San Felipe and the Baja 500, that put us in the points lead. Last year, we were leading the points as well going into the Score TJ race. We didn't go. So this year, I thought, hey, let's try to get another championship and trophy truck. Maybe we could do the two, get a Pro 2 and a trophy truck. Got the Pro 2 out of the way, and, that really put my guys in a bind. And then crashing, like I said, the Pro 2 at Glen Helen, they've been working 12, 14-hour days straight since it's been almost 6 weeks now. We got a bunch of vehicles here on display. We got my Polaris Razor here in the Vision booth. My Pro 2 will be outside in the Makita booth. We got the trophy truck coming up here this morning, and later this week we'll have the Pro 2 out at Las Vegas Motor Speedway at the discount tire function with Vision Wheel as well. But yeah, I do. I mean, luckily my better half Amber does a lot of the planning, the preparation, logistics, motel rooms. In Baja this year we have 9 different hotels with 7 different seven different hotels with 9 different reservations, moving people around. So, trying to figure out who's staying where. You stay in Ensenada on Wednesday night, you're in San Felipe Thursday night, and then on the way home from chasing, you're staying in El Rosario. So it's just all that moving and shaking with the people, and then also making sure that, everybody's on board. Thankfully in off-road, we know it's such a great community. It's, family, friends, a lot of diehard people that love doing it. So thankfully for that, it really helps me to have that many people to support our team to go down there and try to win a Baja 1000.
Yeah, well, you know, and talking about Baja, and, you know, Tiff, you can chime in here anytime you want. She's taking it all in here. We got Tiffany.
Actually, my big question is just hearing Rob talk about all these different series, all these different classes, all these different things. Really, what if you weren't doing that, like, what's one class, one series that you kind of want to dabble into that you're not really familiar with, but it's like, hey, I've seen these guys, you know, because I just went wheeling, I was telling you, with the Trail of SEMA guys, and that's intense there, and that's such a different thing. But what's something that you kind of want to dabble into that you haven't yet, though?
Yeah, you know, everybody always asks me, when are you going to go do Dakar? And typically, you know, I'd love to go do that, but also, you know, I want to do it on with a good effort. I want to go there to try to finish well, and it's no easy task. You know, the budgets that I hear, you know, that are over there with the winning teams are pretty incredible. So, you know, I really stay focused on doing what I do, the desert stuff, the short course stuff. Again, dabbling with the Razors. You know, I'm getting closer and closer to racing one. Try to get my son out here before the year's up to do that. And also, you know, the King of the Hammers, you know, you mentioned wheeling. And, you know, I've been playing with that, driving with other people. Greg Adler, drove with him a few times, the Poison Spider guys, Larry McRae, I've done that. This year, Dave Cole at King of the Hammers will have the trophy trucks there. They have a $100,000 to win, pretty incredible race there on Thursday. So, you know, I've never had my own program for King of the Hammers, and I usually feel like I've been pretty successful when I've ran my own team in whatever organization it is. So, you know, that is on my horizon, maybe, is to focus on, you know, maybe trying to put something together to race in the Ultra 4 Series, or at least go to King of the Hammers and try to finish up on the podium. That'd be pretty incredible. I say an analogy I have between the Ball 1000 and the King of the Hammer race is, at the Ball 1000, you have thousands of things that can get you during the race. At King of the Hammers, there's millions of things. Yeah. At going 2 miles an hour, 3 miles an hour, whatever it may be, trying to go up a sledgehammer, one of the trails, you know, you're just, there's so much to look at, so much to comprehend, so many rocks and mistakes and choices that you have to make, that just one wrong mistake and you're tipped over, or you're too hard on the drivetrain or spindles or things like that. So, you know, I give a lot of credit to those guys that have won the King of the Hammer race. You know, to me, that's definitely, for me, that's a way tougher feat to win a Ball 1000.
Yeah. Well, and that being said, you know, I know a lot of people too, they immediately, you know, you've got an off-road program in short course, desert, you talk about KOH, you know, and immediately people, you know, always go, well, when are you going to go to Cranon? When are you going to do this? When are you going to do this? How come you're not at that race? And I know you, I mean, you know, you're a guy that very much your program's run in the black. This, you make a living at it. You're not one of those guys that has a job that pays you $1 million a year where you can go and on the weekends hobbyist and go and race. Not to say they don't have professional efforts. It's just a different, you know, different business model. But you, like, when you look at things like KOH, I mean, you've got to make a business case for these things. It's not just Rob going, hey, I'm just going to go because I want to go.
Yeah, exactly. you know, I started off racing. I think they told me at the Lucas Oil Awards banquet that I'd been, Ken Stout said, you know, Rob McCracken, you've been racing for 37 years. And I'm like, I have? Like, really? I had no idea. If you tell me 30, okay, yeah, maybe. I've been doing it a long time. But, you know, fortunate, you know, I started off as with my family, racing with my dad and him teaching me the ropes and actually making me work on the race car and, you know, really always work within a budget. First 4 or 5 years racing, and then I started driving for Walker Evans and ended up signing a contract with them, walked away. The next day they called me back and they said, hey, we forgot to tell you we're going to pay you to race. And I'm like, wow. Like, I didn't say, oh, it's okay. You know, I'm like, wow, I'm going to get paid to race. So I did that for a few years in the Rough Rider program, come around in 1991 and started getting a little bit bigger paycheck. And when that Rough Rider program kind of went away in 96, so I started my own team in 97, and that's where it became like, wow, I better pay attention. And you hear the old sayings, you know, in racing, if you want to become a millionaire, you know, you better start off with multi-millions. Yeah. So, and a good friend of mine back in the day, Butch Arciero Racing, you know, he came up to me one day when he found out I had my own team. He said, congratulations, good luck. And he goes, you got to be really careful what you do, because you can go in the hole real quick with that. So thankfully, I've been able to keep it. Another saying my parents taught me, keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
And, you know, try to stay within my means, the money that I have. And, you know, at times it's frustrating because I'm not able to go out and get anything and everything that I want. You know, I can see what I feel I need and maybe I can't afford that. But on the other hand, you know, it's makes it very rewarding when you are winning and you're doing well competing against people that have bigger budgets. I enjoy it. It's definitely rewarding to try to compete with people with more money, and you know, we'll just keep working at it. And I love doing what I'm doing. And what do they say? If you love doing what you're doing, you'll never work a day in your life. So
wait. but I actually heard a revised version of that. If you love what you're doing, you're going to work every single day of every single moment because you want to build your brand.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. It's
like, that's a good one.
It is because it's like if you love it, then you just want more and you want to be better. Yeah. And then when you are your own brand, you know, it's just like, okay, what can I do? What can I build? Same thing with you, Jim. It's just, okay, I accomplished this. I want this. But now I want this. And now how do I get that? And
yeah,
that's what I heard. It's like, but I think I work every day of all day because my mind's always going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you see something, and like you said, you know, you see what you want, and then you figure out a way that, hey, this is how we're going to go out and get it.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, I gotta say, talking about budgets and things like that, I know it's been, you know, me and talking with a lot of the other guys in the trophy truck community, I mean, this all-wheel drive thing is kind of becoming a big deal, and you've been highly successful with your truck. And, you know, as you said, I don't want to call a trophy truck simple, but I look at some of these new all-wheel drive systems and sequential gearboxes, and I mean, I've heard $2+ million into Bryce's build and things like you hear the same stuff I do. I mean, where do you think this class is going, Rob? I mean, because I can see this thing spiraling out of control really quick. And then, you and I both know, I mean, a $300,000, $400,000 truck, Rob Mack can afford that. You know, a lot of guys can't. Even talking to Jesse Jones, who's pretty wealthy, he goes, dude, I can't be involved in $2 million+ truck builds. He's like, I'm out.
Yeah, I get that question. It's coming up even more so since, Bryce almost finished in one Vegas to Reno, and then you had Kristen Serapis with the Mason truck winning there at Laughlin. And, you know, whether it's my son or other people asking me, they're like, well, when are you going to go to all-wheel drive? And I say, my story goes back, say, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, we had an all-wheel drive come out. Won a couple races. Most of the races when he won, I don't know that he was running 100%. In off-road racing, when they throw the green flag, I'm not driving at 100%. Right? I'm saving it.
Yeah.
So if I'm in an all-wheel drive, I'd kind of be doing the same thing. So it really all gets down to the end of the race, you know, who's got the best equipment to go for it right at the end. Well, what percentage of the time is the all-wheel drive truck not in there? So you have to be a player at the end to win the race. So at this point, I'm keeping it simple, stupid. And, you know, right now I'm sticking with the two-wheel drive, but I am concerned because, you know, once they start becoming reliable and getting consistent finishes, then it almost appears, and there becomes enough of them. That's another part. You know, you do have to have a little bit of quantity of them so where they can actually maybe possibly win, you know, each and every race. And when that happens, you know, I've already been wondering, and, hey, you know, how do I approach my sponsors and basically tell them, hey, our budget's double, you know. We're going to, if you want to keep seeing me with the same results, winning races overall, you basically need to double the budget. It's a difficult pill to swallow, a different thing to think about, and who knows, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. There's, you know, at least 100 trophy trucks, if not close to 200 trophy trucks that out there that exist with owners that own them. You know, what do? You know, do they decide they want to separate their class? Do they race in a different series? You know, what happens? We don't even know yet. So at this point, you know, back to like 2 years ago when it was first starting to come to fruition, like it could be possible that you'd have to go to one, I said, you know, we got to wait, you know. So now 2 years has gone by and I'm still waiting, but it is getting closer.
Yeah, its day is definitely coming. But day coming, we got Baja 1000 qualifying and then Baja. I mean, you know, take us through the next couple of weeks. Obviously, qualifying tonight, what's it going to take to put it on, you know, put it up front? What is a good qualifying spot for Baja? And then going into the race, how's things going to split up with you and Jason?
Yeah, for me, I don't really ever want to start first on the road, especially in Baja.
Right?
Yeah, especially when it starts out in Ensenada. San Felipe's not so bad, but just starting out in Ensenada, you know, all the great fans that are down there trying to find their good spectating spot, and a fair amount of times you'll find them on the course. So, you know, I shoot for I when they throw the green flag for qualifying, I mean, I go for it, you know. And then 2 years ago, I ended up second. Baja 500, we ended up starting first on the road, and it worked out for us. We still won the race. But, you know, ultimately I like, you know, I don't want to be first, second, third, fourth. I always say, you know, third or fourth is fine. I'm happy with that. You know, you let you settle in the pace. You don't have to set the pace. You don't have to, right from the start line, always be worrying, are they catching me?
Always great catching up with the legend, Rob McCachran. And we will be back after this on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount. Hey, this is Jim Beaver, host of the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Getting down and dirty on the racetrack is all fun and games until it's time to get the dirt off. I know it all too well, which is why I partnered with MotoShield Pro, the leaders in nanotechnology solutions on the racetrack and in off-road to combat mud and dirt buildup on my vehicles. MotoShield Pro keeps us from taking unnecessary damage and spending extra energy on cleaning. No matter the weather or the surface, having proper protection on all my vehicles saves me plenty of reprep time in a sport where every second counts. Prep your vehicle like a pro. Learn more at MotoShieldPro.com.
Come to the island and rip it up this summer. Wakeboard Island. It's a skate park on water at Blue Water Resort and Casino. Check out the two-tower cable system that pulls you and your board over the water. No boats to watch out for. No fumes. Wakeboard Island is open to all skill levels with an open center section for beginners and for trick riders, a double side kicker in a 60-foot flat box. Wakeboard Island, the best ride this side of the Rockies. Adjacent to the River's Edge Cantina at Blue Water Resort and Casino on the Colorado River in Parker, Arizona.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Just had an amazing interview there with Mr. Rob McCachran. That one we did last week out at SEMA, Tiffany Stone and I. Always fun catching up with Rob, and he's definitely going to be one to beat as we head into Baja here next week. Thank you guys for tuning in. Kind of wrapping up hour number one. We're going to roll into hour number two. But if you like the show, make sure and check us out on the web, downanddirtyshow.com. We've got all kinds of motorsports content. My boy Chris Leone there keeps pumping it out on the website. Pretty much all the latest news, breaking news, and motorsports, you can find it on our website, previewing on all the weekends. Action, we've got air times. I don't know. We've got everything. It all happens there, as well as all of my content, Project Action, the Down and Dirty Radio Show, our side shows we do like this week that we're going to do that we filmed out at Camp Razor, as well as now all of Kelly Crandall's podcast with the Racing Riders podcast. So that's all available there at the Down and Dirty Radio Show website. And if you listen to this show, if you're listening on iTunes, please go over and subscribe to us, as well as my other podcast, Project Action, that drops on Thursdays. Make sure and leave a rating or review as well. If you leave your Twitter, Instagram at username, and I in the bottom, when you leave the review in the body of the review, if I see that, I will follow you back on social media. It's a promise I give to all of our listeners. If you want to follow from me, it's the easiest way to get it. You can also follow me at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. Next couple of weeks on Project Action, my other show, I've got AJ Buckley this week. He is a lead actor for the TV show SEAL Team. Also have Tori Wilson, former pro WWE professional wrestler. She just came out of retirement for Evolution. So that's coming up there. And we're going to take a short break. And when we return here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, it's Alexander Rossi.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty radio show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor, hour number two. And boy, do we have one hell of an hour number two lined up for you guys today. Coming up here in a few minutes, we've got Alexander Rossi, your 100th anniversary Indy 500 champion. Got second in the points championship, went down to the wire this year in 2018 against Scott Dixon, finished up second in those championship point standings. Always fun catching up with Alex, who will be racing in the Baja 1000 with my good friend Jeff Proctor, as well as Johnny Campbell, just got inducted in the Off-Road Hall of Fame, and my buddy Pat Daly. I think all of them have been guests on the show before. Johnny Campbell hasn't. That's the weird one. How have I not had Johnny Campbell yet on this show? I got to change that very, very soon. It's going to be a great interview with Alex. I'm talking about his dabble into off-road racing, making the switch there, at least temporarily, for the Baja 1000. And then, we've got the man that never disappoints, the man of the hour, the most dominant force in all of drag racing in 2018, Mr. Steve Torrence. Yes, you remember Steve because he's been a guest numerous times on the show this year, but he also was my teammate in the Star Car at the Mint 400. Well, Steve Torrence is going to be joining me on the line talking about his NHRA championship and what's to come in 2019. And him and the Capco boys, a little bit about their partying. It's always fun to they have a good time, Steve and the Capco boys do. So, yes, that is coming up as well in hour number two. Throw it out there just like I always do. If you got questions for any of our guests, if you got questions for me, I love them. I got some time to answer them in this hour number two. Hit me up on Twitter. It's at JimBeaver15. I don't normally check Facebook and Instagram when we're live on the show. So at JimBeaver15 on Twitter. I don't know. Maybe I'll pop over to Instagram and check those if you reply to the post with the show graphic or something today. But it's at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. And we will try and get those questions into the show, possibly with our guest today as well. So, yes, great hour number two coming up. Looking forward to Alexander Rossi and Steve Torrence. And, the thing about Steve Torrence is we haven't even talked about this because we've been so busy. You realize he's got a chance to sweep the playoffs in the NHRA this year. Like, to me, that's mind-blowing, right? How a driver can be so absolutely so dominant to have the points lead, go into the playoffs, sweep the playoffs and the championship. We'll find out this weekend at Pomona. It's definitely one of the storylines to watch. So we'll be back after this on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. It's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire. General Tire's Grabber X3 Mud Terrain Tire offers aggressive styling and is engineered for durability with innovative performance features that are ready to carry you through extreme mud, dirt, and rock-covered terrain. For extreme traction that's ready for anything and rugged styling to match, look no further than the Grabber X3 from General Tire. Make your anywhere possible by visiting GeneralTire.com today. General Tire, aggressive styling with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15%. Discount.
Come to the island and rip it up this summer. Wakeboard Island. It's a skate park on water at Blue Water Resort and Casino. Check out the two-tower cable system that pulls you and your board over the water. No boats to watch out for. No fumes. Wakeboard Island is open to all skill levels with an open center section for beginners and for trick riders, a double side kicker in a 60-foot flat box. Wakeboard Island, the best ride this side of the Rockies. Adjacent to the River's Edge Cantina at Blue Water Resort and Casino on the Colorado River in Parker, Arizona.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome, a guy that's becoming a pretty regular guest on the show. I guess that's always a good thing when you're a race car driver. But Alex Rossi, man, we got a lot to talk about today because you're stepping into my world now, man. But big announcement, you're racing the Baja 1000. Welcome to the show, man. You got to be pretty stoked.
I'm super excited, yeah. I mean, I don't really know what I'm getting myself into, but I think that's part of the fun of it all. And, I've always kind of paid attention to Baja. It's always been on my kind of bucket list of things to do. So when the opportunity presented itself, I jumped at it.
Yeah, well, and I'm trying to look back. I mean, like, there's been some legends of IndyCar that have raced and won in Baja. I mean, Rick Mears got his start in Baja before he ever went to Indy. I mean, Parnelli Jones, we know about what he's done. I know even a couple years ago, Mario Andretti, he went down to Baja and played around in some pre-runners and stuff like that. So, I mean, I guess we're in good company with some of the IndyCar drivers that have made the crossover in Baja, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I don't really understand why more guys aren't interested in doing it, especially since, you know, it falls perfectly into the off season and, you know, we don't really have a whole lot else going on. So I'm definitely surprised I'm kind of the only one, but at the same time, it's good. And hopefully, you know, the cross pollination of fan bases can grow both series and respective races, and it'll be a good thing for everyone.
Well, and let's talk about how this got put together, because I know the guys with the Factory Honda program really, really well. Some good friends of mine. We're both we're all General Tire drivers, so I'm really familiar. We've had them on the show quite a bit. I know with you specifically with like your contract with Honda and Andretti, I mean, I know you getting clearance to go and do some fun activity sometimes, you know, there's a few hoops to go through. I mean, how did this all get put together and how the opportunity present itself to go to Baja? And I mean, you're at a factory level with Honda in this program. I mean, so obviously you guys have a really good shot at a win, but how did this door open to you?
Well, I mean, you kind of hit the nail on the head there with it being a factory Honda program and my affiliation and association with Honda. So I had actually met Jeff and some of the people from the Honda off-road kind of world at a Honda event that we had in Atlanta, I believe, in at the end of 2016. And we kind of got talking, and I came to find out that he was a driver and ran the program. And I was like, wow, super, super jealous and would love to do that one day. So kind of, I always had that bug in my head about the fact that I had a contact there. And then, you know, as I was brainstorming ideas for the off season of things to kind of fill my time, since I wasn't doing any silly television shows,
yeah,
you know, the idea kind of popped up in my head to do Baja and to call Jeff and see if Honda North America would be behind it, and obviously HPD. And it was a yes from everyone. And so, you know, it kind of all got put together pretty quickly and pretty easily. And I went testing out in California 2 weeks ago and heading out to Mexico in another 2 weeks.
Well, and that was going to be my next question. I know, and you know, I guess I've had a little bit of information coming from different sources that we've kind of had to bite our tongue on until, you know, everything was kind of formal. But I've kind of been, you know, part of this ride a bit, you know what I mean, behind the scenes, kind of knowing what was going on. But talk about that testing out in Barstow, because I know this truck has a sequential gearbox, something you're familiar with. I know the power plant, I can't remember, I think it's loosely based off possibly an IndyCar engine. But, I mean, talk about the first time behind the wheel and kind of getting up to speed, because, dude, I mean, you've driven Formula One cars, you've driven Indy cars, but this is something completely different and out of your wheelhouse, I would assume.
For sure. So I'm not going to talk to you about my first time behind the wheel. I'm going to talk to you about my first time in the truck, and it was in the right-hand seat, and I was sitting next to Jeff. Because, you know, you can ask as many questions as you want, and you can kind of, you know, watch some videos or whatever, but until you actually get in the truck and can understand its capabilities, you have no concept of what is possible. So it was a really good thing on one hand that I rode with Jeff, because it completely blew my mind in terms of what the Honda Ridgeline could do and how aggressive you could be with it and the type of terrain it could handle and all those sorts of things. But on the other hand, I really didn't enjoy it that much and was kind of second guessing the whole, you know, effort in the first place. I was like, what have I gotten myself into, type of thing. Yeah. And just like anything, it's so much harder being a passenger than it is actually, you know, being in control of the vehicle and feeling what it's doing and getting the feedback from it. So when I got into the truck and started driving, it became a much more comfortable experience. But I'm glad I rode with Jeff, because I would have never had the confidence to push as hard as you do. And, you know, to go through certain sections of the desert at 120 miles an hour and just let the truck kind of do its thing is a pretty out of body experience. But at the same time, it's some of the most fun I've ever had behind the wheel of something. So, really excited to drive again. And obviously, you know, experience the whole prestige and kind of culture that is the Baja 1000.
Yeah, well, and I think, you know, that being an unlimited class vehicle, you know, obviously, it's, you know, it's basically a miniature trophy truck. And, you know, the suspension are very similar. It's just, you know, the powertrain package that Honda is able to provide, you know, it fits into that one specific class. But, you know, how was the first time you were bombing through the whoops in this thing? I mean, that had to have been an experience. Obviously, you got to ride, but you behind the wheel, I mean, was it one of those things? I mean, you're in an Indy car and you see a curb and you're like, oh, a 3-inch curb. You're like, oh, man, we got to be really careful. You know, here's this thing. You just go over the top of everything, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, I think all self-preservation kind of has to go out the window a little bit. So I kind of approached it the same time that I did the first time at Indy. And it's like, well, if someone tells you it's flat, then it's flat, right? So you just kind of go do it, despite not wanting to do it and your mind telling you no and your right foot telling you no, but you just do it anyways. And once you do it the first couple of times, you're like, oh, okay, it's just a mental thing at this point, because the truck is more than capable. So I would say that probably was the easiest thing to come, kind of the fourth, fifth gear whoops and getting the timing right on all of those. That wasn't too bad. It was more the technical stuff, just knowing kind of the different terrain and the type of rocks that you can kind of slide the back end out without risking, you know, getting a puncture and, you know, how quickly you can go through certain type of double downs and all of that sort of thing. So that reading the terrain was, you know, what we spent most of the time focusing on those 2 days down there, because the high speed stuff was pretty natural at the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, you know, that being said, I know obviously a couple of weeks from the Baja 1000, I know you guys you have a crazy good group of four drivers. I mean, Johnny Campbell's been a legend with Honda on the motorcycle side for years. I mean, you know, you've got Pat Daly, you've got, like you'd mentioned, Jeff there teaming with you. But how is this driving split going to be? Do you know which section you're going to drive yet? Because I know that was one thing we were talking about a week or so ago on the show. Like, I mean, there's so many different sections that cater to different driving style. I mean, do you know what portion of the race you're going to drive yet?
Yeah, so I'm starting, and from what I've told, that's more of the technical stuff. You know, you go up a certain mountain peak and back down the other side of it. So I don't know at all really what that means or what that entails, but you know, I'm looking forward to the opportunity to drive alongside these guys. As you said, you know, they're all super successful, you know, throughout their careers and especially down in Baja. So I think we have a good team, and if we all, you know, do our jobs and play our cards right, I think we have a good shot to win it.
Yeah, I definitely think so too. I mean, I'm excited to see how this thing plays out. That being said, you mentioned the off season, you know, and trying to get things lined up with the off season. You know, we got to go back real quick to you know, the IndyCar season this year in 2018, because, man, I don't know if anybody can be as close to a championship as you were. You know what I mean? It was just one of those, just by a hair there at the end. But you know, coming off a season like that where you've got victories. You know, you were a championship contender all the way down to the wire. I mean, you know, how do you approach this offseason? Like you said, you want to keep busy. Obviously, you want to do media appearances and things like that to be, you know, there representing your sponsors. But how do you prepare for next year? Because I got a feeling, you know, that you going into next year, you gotta have a little bit of chip on your shoulder. Like, this is our season, you know. 2019 has got to be our year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we've already identified and had the post-season autopsy of kind of areas where, you know, it got away from us and areas that we definitely need to focus on and improve upon. And, you know, obviously the series is so competitive, you can't rest on your laurels with the things you are good at either. So, you know, we've already booked quite a few days in the sim. I was testing Indy, right after I was in California in the Ridgeline. So I had a test there. I'm testing in Coda, next Monday. So, you know, we're able to be in the car a little bit still, able to spend a lot of time in the simulators. And then, yeah, just as I said, really just trying to clean up the areas that, you know, we know we're weak on and come up with solutions for that. And hopefully, you know, we can continue to improve every time we go out on the track and come out swinging in St. Pete in March.
And we've got a lot more to talk about with your 100th anniversary Indy 500 winner and a Honda Factory Off-Road Racing team member at the Baja 1000, Mr. Alexander Rossi, when we return here to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor.
Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268 horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305 horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Hey, this is Jim Beaver, host of the Down and Dirty Radio Show. Getting down and dirty on the racetrack is all fun and games until it's time to get the dirt off. I know it all too well, which is why I partnered with MotoShield Pro, the leaders in nanotechnology solutions on the racetrack and in off-road to combat mud and dirt buildup on my vehicles. MotoShield Pro keeps us from taking unnecessary damage and spending extra energy on cleaning. No matter the weather or the surface, having proper protection on all my vehicles saves me plenty of reprep time in a sport where every second counts. Prep your vehicle like a pro. Learn more at MotoShieldPro.com.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here with Alex Rossi on the line, your Indy 500 winner, driver for Andretti Autosport, and most recently announced driver in the factory Honda Ridgeline that will compete in the Baja 1000 next week. So I know, Alex, you were out of COTA, Circuit of the Americas, for the Formula One U.S. Grand Prix. So I've got a question for you. You know, how was that for you? I mean, you're a guy who's done some time in Formula One. You've gone to IndyCar. You've been, you know, really successful in IndyCar. You know, how was that being back in Formula One around the paddock? I mean, there had to have been, to me, you know, you hear all these rumors about Alonso potentially coming over back to the Indy 500, maybe in a year or two, a full-time schedule. I mean, it seems like IndyCar is on a lot of Formula One guys' radar right now. I mean, you had to, I got to assume, fielded a lot of questions when you were back there in the paddock, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I probably half the drivers that are on the grid, you know, I came up through the ladder system in Europe with, and would consider, you know, friends and colleagues of mine. So definitely chatted with them, and a lot of them, you know, were interested and wanted to know about things, especially the ovals, obviously. But I'll tell you one thing. I was kind of flying down there a little bit thinking, oh, when I get back, you know, I'm going to miss it. And there's going to be things that, you know, kind of bring me back to 3 or 4 years ago. But within 15 minutes of being there, I definitely decided that I never want to go back to a Formula One race. Just because it's not enjoyable for me anymore. And I think that's just because, you know, IndyCar does such a good job with, you know, having a good fan energy there and it being about the experience and not just about, you know, the business of racing. So, you know, that was pretty cool for me to kind of see it from a different side now, having been away from it for almost 3 years. And, you know, it was great to go down and see acquaintances and friends from the past. And definitely, you know, I think we'll see some F1 drivers that are getting dropped, you know, try and make their way into IndyCar here pretty soon. But, yeah, it was kind of a bit of closure for me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it kind of brings things full circle. It's kind of probably got to let you sleep a little bit better at night knowing, hey, I am in the right spot. You know what I mean? And there wasn't anything really left there for me. I'm happy where I'm at.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, so it was a good weekend all around.
Yeah. So that being said, I mean, you talked about the off season. I mean, how important is you as a driver? Obviously, you're doing this thing with Honda down there at Baja. You know, I think that's going to be really exciting. I know, obviously, there's SEMA. You've got some appearances there. I mean, with you in the IndyCar, you know, off season, I don't want to say it's super long, but it's longer than some. I'm thinking, you know, especially definitely longer than, say, NASCAR, NHRA off season. I mean, you know, how do you approach this off season? Because obviously, you're juggling things. You want to be, you know, on point physically and, you know, going into next year. Obviously, with a car, you've got a lot of testing to do. But, you know, you represent, you know, Napa and some amazing partners. I mean, how is that for you juggling everything? I mean, you got to stay active and stay out in the public eye in the off season, right?
Yeah. But, you know, I try and limit a lot of that, honestly, you know, get a lot of it done during the season and in key markets for them. But the off season, I try and take as much time for me personally and go back home to California for the holidays and be with my family and do as much skiing as I can kind of through December and January and just kind of enjoying life away from a racetrack. So, I think I'll kind of turn the racing side of my mind off, you know, around Thanksgiving time and start it up again in January 1st.
Yeah. So that being said, obviously we've got SEMA coming up and then we've got Baja. What's the next couple of weeks with you look like in preparation for the Baja 1000?
So really the big thing is just getting down to Baja the week and a half before and doing all of the pre-running. So I obviously don't know what that entails other than, you know, you drive your section of the course multiple times and take notes with your co-driver and all of that. So, you know, I'm going to obviously do that, but then there's a bit of a gap where some people, you know, go back home. I'm going to stay down in Baja and, you know, just enjoy being in Mexico and I'll have a couple of friends with me and we'll play around down there. So, it's a little bit of work, a little bit of play and, hopefully, you know, we can come back with a victory.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that. This is one of those where I feel like we got to do a follow-up like the week after Baja and just I want to take in the whole experience. I love, you know, I've been down to Baja a million times in my career. I love talking to somebody who goes down there and races for the first time. And, you know, and now we've talked going in and I would love to talk going out and find out how the experience was. And hopefully you've got, you know, I guess a Baja 1000 victory to sit alongside that Indy 500 trophy on your mantle, right?
Absolutely, man. Be happy to.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Alex, man. Good luck in Baja. Have fun. Enjoy the experience, and we'll definitely talk soon.
Sounds good, man. Take it easy.
Always fun catching up with Alexander Rossi. You know, interviewed him right after the Indy 500, and gosh, after his Long Beach win, I've caught up with him on the track out at Indy as recently as this year, and this is something all new. And like I said, when we started that interview, like, hey, this is great. Like I get to talk to Alex and he's in my wheelhouse now. Like we're on the level. I'm on the level with Alexander Rossi. How often does that happen? Like never. So, and we might be off the level here pretty quick because he's racing Baja. He could have the Baja 1000 trophy on the mantle. And, you know what? I don't have a Baja 1000 trophy on the mantle. I've got Baja finishes, but I don't have the winner's trophy. So, yes, always fun catching up with Alexander Rossi. You know, that was recorded about a week or so ago, and he's getting ready, you know, he's getting ready for SEMA at the time and things like that. So, yes, going to be fun to watch what he and the guys at the Factory Honda team have to go, you know, have going. Man, I'm just looking at this, like the grid for the Baja 1000, the UTV stuff is getting stacked. We've got super teams in the UTV side of things. A lot of the Polaris Razor factory teams are teaming up, you know, and then you've got Trophy Truck. I know I was just looking during the break and Menzies and Toby Price are already down there doing pre-running and, you know, Toby Price, here's a Dakar champ on a bike. Now all of a sudden he's racing Trophy Trucks and doing really well and UTVs and things like that. Like, I think Menzies and Toby Price definitely a super team and ones to beat down there. And Rob Mack and Jason Voss, you can't count them out. So it's one thing awesome about the Baja 1000. And this is the loop race, so the super teams aren't quite as big. But when you get to the point-to-point race, that's when you start getting like three guys on a team. And, you know, and everybody's like, you know, it's a big shuffle. It starts like a year in advance. Everybody's shuffling. Hey, do you want to be on my team? Hey, let's do this. Let's work a deal. You know, let's go this way, that way. You know, and people start, you know, they start shuffling. And it's a hustle, man, because you want to have the best driver lineup you possibly can. And, you know, and as a driver, you want to put yourself in the best position. So it's like, do I sign with this guy or do I wait? If you wait, something might not come along. You could pass up a good opportunity. But if you don't wait, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, there's always what could happen. So, you know, Baja is always interesting. It's the one off-road race of the year. And, man, let's think back to the big ones like the Baja 2000. Those driver lineups, wow. That race went on days. Like, that was a point where I think Carl Rennesetter, he did like the first stage and they finished like 2 days later. Carl was already back in the States, like sitting at home on the couch when the guys won the Baja 1000 or the Baja 2000. So it's always interesting with those, like, you know, the long races. Well, Dakar is the same thing. And I know as soon as Baja's over, we're going to switch mode and start talking Dakar Rally. I got to get Toby Price on the line to talk that. But, yeah, with Dakar coming up, you know, and that's always a big one. And you want to talk about guys that, you know, I know a lot of people, they go down for the start and then they fly back to the States. And then 2 weeks later, they'll go down for the finish. I know Robbie Gordon's dad, Bob Gordon, you know, he used to go down. And he would wait until week number two of the rally, and then he'd fly down and catch up with the team and, you know, and go along to the finish. But Dakar, you start talking something that takes a couple of weeks, and whoa, man, that is a long, long time. And speaking of which, there was that big announcement out at SEMA. We didn't even talk about that, but Robbie Gordon is going to go Dakar racing in a Texron UTV. So Robbie going back to Dakar, but it's going to be in a UTV this time around. And I honestly think I've been wondering when the big factory UTV teams were going to go to Dakar, because I thought that was the next big thing, and it is. And maybe Robbie's going to be the guy that you know, puts that division on the map, and really you see the floodgates open for a lot of guys. I think you know, it's going to be interesting to see how that evolves. I think because Dakar is so expensive, it's been the last thing that UTVs really haven't, I don't want to say infested, but haven't really taken over. You know, there's been guys dabble at it, but it's the next big thing. It's like the only thing left. Desert, short course, UTVs are there. Rock crawling, hammers, globally, they're all over. Dunes and things like that. But yeah, I think Dakar is the next big thing for UTVs. So I think this year is going to be what puts that division on the map. And I could see the following year, 2020, that just the roof blowing off of that thing. So definitely looking forward to that. So yeah, we've still got a lot more to come here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Rob Mack and Alexander Rossi wasn't enough so far. We still have my man, Steve Torrence. He never disappoints when he's on air. He just wrapped up the Top Fuel World Championship with still a round to go. He's still got Pomona coming up this weekend. So going to be fun to catch up with Steve Torrence here on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. And I got to tell you what, we are 3 minutes away from Steve Torrence on the line. You don't want to go anywhere.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert, dunes, or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com, or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports. The sound of the racetrack. And the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Since 1970, Casey Highlights has been designing and manufacturing performance lighting for off-road and motorsports. Beginning with the legendary Daylighter up until today's revolutionary Flex, Pod, and Pro 6 lighting systems, Casey Highlights offers a full line of halogen, HID, and LED lighting solutions for your off-road vehicle. Looking for the best quality lighting? Looking for the brand champions choose? You're looking for KC Highlights. Find out more information at kchighlights.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at KC Highlights.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my brother from another mother, Steve Torrance. The world champ. I think it feels pretty damn good to announce you as the world champ, Steve-O. But welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, man. Thanks a lot. Damn, it sounds good. 2018 world champ. That's got a good ring to it, don't it?
Yeah, I think it sounds really good. And I got to tell you, man, what's really good is the way you guys you hate to say dominant in motorsports, but you guys threw, and I don't know how NHRA calls it. I just call it the playoffs. Everybody's got some fancy name for it. But you have been just destroying everybody come playoff time in the NHRA, buddy.
You know, last year we had a really good car all year long and had a really good car the first three races of the playoff and then wrecked that car and just it left a bitter taste in our mouth. I'm not going to say we went out and calculated and just sandbagged all year this year and waited till the countdown. I mean, we raced as hard as we could all year long, but I will tell you, it's been truly unbelievable what those Kepco boys, Richard Hogan, everybody's been able to accomplish, because when it all came down to the time, we put on a pretty dominating performance. It's fun to even be part of. I mean, if you just take yourself out of the situation and look back at it, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, and you know, and I got to ask, we got to go back to last year, because you know, and this is absolutely, you know, Brittany Force been on this show a bunch of times, and I love the Force girls to death, but I felt like, and this isn't her fault because she just drove race cars, but you got a raw deal last year with the way this format works, and you know what I mean, and I feel like going into this season, I mean, you had a little bit of chip on your shoulder, because I think you and everybody at Capco, and heck, let's put it this way, the NHRA fans felt Steve Torrance probably should have been NHRA champ last year.
Yeah, you know, and I did. I had a chip on my shoulder about it, and it took me a little while to kind of just redirect my focus. I mean, I'd said some things and mouthed off and done a lot of that, but, you know, we let the car do the talking this year. And I'm not a fan of the point system, never have been, but I don't know if they're ever going to change it. So we just got to continue moving forward. The way that it went down this year, it not only showed that we're the champs, but it left no doubt that we've had the most dominant race car over the last 2 years.
Yeah, well, and I think that's the truth. I mean, and it's been a few months back. It was after Clay got one of his wins this year, and you know, it looks like, you know, Clay's probably gonna finish a hair behind you this year. But even he said he's shaking his head, going, "Man, them Capco boys." He says, "We're fast," but he says, "I got nothing for Steve-O and them guys." He says, I don't know what to do."
These guys, I'm telling you, you know, it just goes to the end of the day, the will and determination and drive that each one of those team members have to win, because it's nothing less than just hard work and being prepared every race that, you know, has put us in this situation. Those guys, they show up early, they stay late, they make sure that everything is how it needs to be. And races are won. I tell everybody, races are won on Monday through Thursday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday is just where you execute what you prepared for the first 4 days of that week. And these guys are unparalleled. I mean, they put in the time, they put in the hours, they pay attention to detail every day, every second of what they're doing when they're servicing that car, and when it's time to go up there and perform, they're at the top level. And it's pretty badass to be part of and see, and really awesome just to be the driver of that car, because I could drive all of them, you know, any different car out there, and not have as good of a team. It goes back to those boys right there, and it's the same guys that we've assembled over the last 7 years of having Torrance Racing, and we added one guy to the team this year. We didn't replace anybody. We just added one to it and built on. And I'm telling you, they're bad hombres.
Well, and, you know, talking about that, I mean, you know, I look at you guys and even Clay, you know, you guys, you're a one car team, two when you're, you know, two with your dad, but, you know, you guys are all dedicated to, you know, dedicated to the cause. You feel like sometimes, especially right now, I mean, that's an advantage where you got teams like DSR where they're just a massive, massive, you know, group of people. And I feel like sometimes things get lost in the mix and overlooked. And I feel like you guys, smaller core group of guys, and you guys are just dedicated to the cause, right?
Yeah, you know, I've never been part of one of those multi-car teams. I know that they're able to acquire more data, get more stuff, you know, as far as they can buy a big inventory and go through different parts until they find the right clutch disc they want or whatever. But I do know, with that being said, that there's pecking orders as far as how the teams are structured. You know, this team goes in and picks what they want, and then this next team is in line. And so it gives us a little liberty to try some things, and if we don't like them, we'll sell them and get something else. And we don't consume as much inventory as what they do to get the car going. And we're only focusing on one. We're not trying to focus on all three of them to get running at the same level. And I mean, it just changes the ball game for them.
Yeah. Well, and I want to go back and talking about your guys' team too, because you've been dominant this year, but we got to talk about your dad, because old Billy, he's had a pretty good year this year too, Steve-O. That had to have been pretty damn exciting when he walked away with that W this year.
Man, you know, honestly, you couldn't have storybooked a better season. We capped it off with a championship, but probably the only thing better than my dad winning is winning the championship. I was so proud. I was bummed out in the semifinals when we got beat by Intron. I wanted to race my dad in the final. You know, that's what I wanted to do. And then I'm up there on the starting line watching him, and I see the cars leaving. I'm like, crap, he left on him. And then he goes down there, and the numbers come up, and I'm like, my old man just beat Intron on a hole shot. And then, there, you know, Alan Reinhart's over the intercom. He's calling out the numbers. And my dad was 37 on the tree, and Antron was like 45 or something. And I thought, I'm glad I wasn't in the other lane. He'd have took me to school, too. So I was proud of him. It you can buy the parts. You can buy the pieces. You can hire the people. You can do all of that. But you have to earn that wallet. You have to go out there and drive and be on top of your game. And there was no better display of just – how good of a job he's done than to go win your first race on a hole shot against a 3-time world champ.
Yeah. And that's,
and on top of that, it was my chocolate brother too.
Yeah.
The 50% of chocolate and cream race team. How about that?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Antron, he had been shaking his head after that. Go, man, these Torrance boys, they got my number this year.
He told me my dad did an interview, and he said, you know, what about beating Antron in the final? And he goes, well, that's one of my sons. That's him and Steve. And I've already got me a little bit of that chocolate. Now I'm fixing to get me some cream. And so Antron called me later that evening. And he goes, I don't know if you heard what Pop said on the stage, but I'm just going to be the big brother telling you here. Your butt whooping's coming, because Pop's done put it on me. Now he said he was coming for you.
Oh, man, that is too funny. But, you know, that's one thing I love about, you know, your team and, you know, being at the rounds I was at this year. And you guys, I've never been around a team that's more family-oriented. I mean, your dad's there, he's racing, your mom's there. You know, you got – it's just – and all the guys on the team, I mean, it's very much a family atmosphere with the Capco boys.
It is. I mean, and Mama Kay said it here the other day. She said, I got one son, and nine other boys that are hers, and she looks after them Capco boys like they're her own. And she, that's a good thing. It's also a bad thing, because if they screw up, she definitely lets them know about it. So she's the old mother hen over there at the Torrance Racing Camp. And just like you said, the dynamic of how our team is structured. We're a family-run organization, Bobby and Dom Lagana. And I know all, you know, I'm Uncle Steve to everybody's kids on the team. And that's just, I think that's how it should be, is as much time as we spend together and you know, just as hard as they work and what we're doing. I mean, it is a family. They live with each other more than they live with their own families at home sometimes. And you work too hard to not have a good time doing this and enjoy it. To all of us, it's more than a job. It's fun. It's something you want to go out. It's competition. I mean, it's difficult to find that dynamic in any other race team out there, but we have it. And I think that's a big part of our success.
Yeah, for sure. Well, talking about success, obviously you guys have had a lot of success as of late. You've wrapped up the championship, but there's still a round left in SoCal, my friend. I mean, what's it going to take for you to I guess sweep this deal?
I told everybody, I said, we may have got the championship, but we're not done. I mean, there's like you just said, there's four more rounds left. There's one race. Every round that we win is history. We might as well just go ahead and set the bar to the top. If we can go out there and win Pomona, it'll never be broken. It can only be tied.
Yeah.
So that's the way that we're looking at it. We're going out there with a lot of focus, and still the pressure's off now. Let's just go out there and have a good time and race to win. We need to go four rounds and let the rest handle itself.
Well, that being said, I mean, season, obviously, we know that crown is going home with you at the end of the year. But what's the off season looking like for Steve-O? Obviously, you got some ranching to do. I'm assuming you got a lot of hunting to do too, right, buddy?
Man, I just flew back in from South Texas this morning. Been down there. It was opening weekend of deer season for rifle, and I hate to say it, but I only hunted one morning. I did a lot of just hanging out and relaxing, spending some time with some buddies down at the ranch, but It was a much needed good weekend of just getting away. No cell phone service, no nothing. Just hide out, and spend some time in the woods. But off season is going to probably be full of quite a bit of that. Trying to just calm down, slow down, absorb all of this, all of the highs and lows that we've had, and mostly highs, and just the stress. But Capco's pretty busy too, so we're going to have to at some point I'm going to have to get some work in there as well.
Yeah, right. Well, and, you know, talking about the Capco boys on the racing side of things, I mean, what's the offseason look like for them guys? I mean, you got the target on your back going into next year. You know everybody's gunning for you, brother.
Oh, I know it. And I think it's not as fun when that – we may have a target on us, but we definitely got the gun pointing back on them. And I think that them Capco boys will be geared up and ready. They'll be in there servicing. And they'll have a little more swagger in their step because they are all world champs. That's pretty dadgum impressive right there.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people that can say they're a world champ, and those boys, you know, they're going to be smiling this offseason.
They said, I heard Lewis Bloom said that we were the 30th top fuel world champion ever. That ain't very many of them when you start looking at all the people that are racing and all the big names. So it's pretty cool to be listed in that name of the elite group to be top fuel champions. That's a lifelong goal of mine. You know, I wanted to be a race car driver, and then I wanted to win a race, and then you win a few races and you think, well, maybe we can win a championship. You win a championship. Now we just want to win some more of them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now you got bit by the bug. It's like, how many can we get now? Right.
Hey, one's hard to get. I think any more than that's even more difficult, but I think that we're up for the task.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Steve-O, I appreciate you taking the time to call into the show. As always, my friend, always fun catching up with you, brother. And I got to tell you, I felt like, I've been riding this roller coaster with you boys all year. And I can't say it's much of a roller coaster because there's been more highs than lows. But I feel like I got a stake in the team or something, you know. And every weekend when I'm not racing, I'm sitting there glued to the TV set, man, and just pulling for you boys. So when you guys clinched it, I felt like I won too.
You did. You're part of the family. We inducted you in there out at the Mint 400, and then when we got you out to the track. So, yes, sir. You're part of the fam. We got this championship together, brother, and I appreciate all the support and everything.
Yeah, well, I can tell you're going to see me a lot more next year because if I'm part of the team, I got to start coming to some more races then.
You're going to have to show up more. We got to get you in some of them winter circle pictures.
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, I am looking forward to more winter circle pictures and more parties afterwards, that's for sure, man.
You got to practice up for those parties. They're getting more and more intense every time I go to one of them. So I bailed out early in Vegas. I said, guys, I'm going to let y'all have this when I'm wore out. And I think that y'all might be getting into a little more partying than I'm ready for.
All right, Steve. Thanks a lot, my friend.
Thanks, Beaver. Talk to you after a while, brother.
And we'll be back with more after this on the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, a 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine, rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next cat-back exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UGV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Anywhere is possible. It's more than just a slogan. Anywhere is possible with General Tire's wide variety of tires for whatever it is that you drive. Whether you're looking for off-road capability balanced with impressive on-road performance or ultra-high performance offering all-season traction designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has what you need to get where you're going. General Tire, providing anywhere is possible with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Wrapping things up on a packed, I mean, a slam-packed show that we had today. Man, anytime you get Alexander Rossi, Steve Torrence, and Rob McCracken on the same show, I mean, this is like an anniversary type of show deal we'd put together with this guest lineup. So amazing group of guys. Stoked to have them all on the show today. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks for the continued support. Make sure and please go over and subscribe to us on iTunes, as well as my other show, Project Action. Leave a rating or review if you're so inclined. All of those rating reviews definitely help. But make sure and hit that subscribe button over there on iTunes. And make sure and check out our website, downanddirtyshow.com, for all the latest in all kinds of motorsports news and automotive news and content. It's all dropping right there. Project Action this Thursday. It'll be AJ Buckley. Also, don't forget, I've got the special Down and Dirty Radio Show we're going to drop with a podcast and video podcast form coming up later this week as well that I did out of Camp Razor. Be sure and tune in this weekend, NHRA. It is going to be off the chain for that finale there. I definitely won't miss it. Thanks to Polaris Razor, General Tire, Subaru, Vision Wheel, KC Highlights, Gibson Exhaust, Dirtfish, Optimus, MotoShield Pro, GoParts.com, and Blue Water Resort and Casino. It's at JimBeaver15 on all forms of social media. And if you're looking for a coupon to get a discount at Dirtfish, it is JB Dirtfish. That'll get you 15% off any and all classes at Dirtfish Rally School. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll see you next week. Be safe. As always, game on.